USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 21-year-old Russian soldier was sentenced to life in prison on Monday for killing an unarmed civilian in the first war crimes trial since Moscow's invasion. The verdict takes effect in 30 days and can be appealed during that period. The soldier, a member of a tank unit who was eventually captured, will remain in custody. The Ukrainian prosecutor general said there was more than 11,000 ongoing war crimes in Ukraine, with 40 suspects identified. Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform. His bid should be lowered to match the actual users. Quote, if 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less. End quote. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Let's get an update on the monkeypox, a virus mainly reserved in Africa, has found its way to several countries around the world, including the United States.
With cases of monkeypox spreading in Europe and even detected in the United States, President Biden says it's something to be concerned about. Speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha weighs in on the key difference between monkeypox and COVID-19.
I think the president is right. Anytime we have an infectious disease outbreak like this, we should all be paying attention. But I feel like this is a virus we understand. We have vaccines against it. We have treatments against it. And it's spread very differently than SARS-CoV-2. It's not as contagious as COVID. So I am confident we're going to be able to keep our arms around it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The concern that conservative voices are being censored by Democrat followers is reaching a fever pitch. Examples include the infamous Biden laptop and Hillary Clinton giving the okay to release Russia disinformation about President Trump to the media, and then, without journalistic integrity, the media running the story. Now a new documentary with evidence exposing how the 2020 election was stolen, according to its creator, Dinesh D'Souza. The documentary is called 2,000 Mules.
When you look at what the fact checkers are saying, it doesn't really square with what's in the film. So they'll say things like, well, you know, in Georgia, people are allowed to return ballots for their family members. Now, that's true. But if you're returning ballots for your family members, why would you go to more than one drop box? You'd go to one, you drop them off, you'd go home.
Right.
We're looking at mules that went to a minimum of 10 drop boxes. And as you know, if you've seen the video in the film, typically it's in the middle of the night. It's wearing gloves to avoid fingerprints. It's taking photos of the ballots going in to get paid. So anyone who sees the film will realize that this criticism is just downright nonsensical. It doesn't square with what your own two eyes are showing you in the movie.
Mr. D'Souza on One America News. Again, the documentary is called 2,000 Mules. NASCAR Racing is in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.